Jesus cleanses the temple from John chapter 2. Jesus has had enough, I guess. He decides to clean house and get the attention of the temple leaders at the same time. The people, knowingly or not, have grown accustomed to using the temple for things unintended. The temple, or the house of God, according to Jesus, has been misused for the last time, or at least that day anyway. The money changers and the merchants are conducting business in the name of the church. They need to help the people prepare for their sacrifices so they don't see anything wrong with their actions. They are helping. What's wrong with that? It is funny how we can convince ourselves the things we do are for the good of the people and not our own personal agenda at all. It's not that we want to do the things we do, but the people need us to provide a service or fill a need. We're helping. In this story, Jesus removes them, and they get worked up to the point that they hear Jesus challenge them to destroy this temple, and he will rebuild it in 3 days. Jesus is talking, of course, about his body as a temple, and refers to what is about to happen as he dies and is raised on Easter morning. How is it possible that the people can be so full of themselves that they cannot understand the misuse or abuse going on around them? Or can they, and they just choose to ignore it? We see misuse and abuse across the world every day, and what do we do about it? We see people being taken advantage of, and people overstepping their authority, and what do we do about that? It is Jesus who steps up against the temple leaders and the church officials without giving it a second thought. And maybe because they kill him for it, we think we should just keep quiet so we don't draw attention to ourselves. It may be time for the people to step up and say something when we witness abuse in our lives. It is time to be proactive for those who cannot defend themselves. It's time for us to turn over the tables and get the attention of the leaders of our community when people cannot find affordable housing or good jobs. It is time to step up and reveal the things we see as those in power take advantage of the weak and the poor. Jesus stepped on the toes of the temple leaders so that the house of his Father would be used for good. Jesus opens a way in public to reveal who Jesus is. It is Jesus who now begins his public ministry, and we can follow that example by being public in our witness to the one who is the open gate of our salvation. God opens the gate to all God's children for God's righteousness. Jesus is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. Patient God, your Son Jesus expressed anger at abuses and injustice. Help us to show concern, not apathy, for injustice in our world, and teach us to make right all that may be wrong. In Jesus' name, amen.